With Montana News, I'm Aiden Morton. Firefighters in western Montana are monitoring for signs of wildfire after nearly 300 lightning strikes were detected by the Lolo National Forest over the last 24 hours. Parts of parched eastern Montana, meanwhile, are bracing for severe thunderstorms this evening and an elevated risk of fires. Edward O'Brien reports.
As temperatures climbed into the upper 80s and mid-90s yesterday, scattered thunderstorms rumbled across parts of west central and southwest Montana. Another round of storms this morning brought gusty winds and lots of lightning, raising concerns of new wildfire starts. The Lolo National Forest says the lightning strikes were accompanied by less than a tenth of an inch of precipitation. No significant wildfires have been reported so far, but firefighters are watching for signs of holdovers or small fires that may be quietly smoldering in the brush. Fire danger is generally listed as moderate across most of west central and northwest Montana, but climbs to high in southwest Montana. Hot temperatures persist in eastern Montana, where fire danger generally ranges from high to very high. The National Weather Service has posted a red flag warning of increased fire risk through midnight for Northern Valley and Northern Phillips counties, the Little Rockies, the Northern Missouri River Breaks, Southern Petroleum, and Southern Garfield counties. Forecasters say dry thunderstorms in the eastern region could ignite dry fuels, while gusty winds could quickly spread the flames. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
A fire destroyed a barn that housed antiques on the campus of a history museum in Polson. The fire at the Miracle of America Museum was reported just before 9 a.m. this morning. Owner Gil Mangles tells KERR-AM that the fire destroyed a barn and another outbuilding. He announced on Facebook that the buildings contained agricultural antiques that were severely damaged by the fire. The cause of the fire is under investigation. Montana's Public Service Commission is looking to hire an executive director after an audit found the commission wasn't following internal policies and needed to improve its work culture. The PSC says the executive director will be responsible for overseeing all internal administrative matters, including ensuring reliable financial reporting and compliance with state laws and policies. A recent audit found commissioners were traveling without documenting the state-related business purpose for the trip. The new PSC chairman, James Brown, says the commission will establish new standards of conduct. A U.S. judge has rejected the Biden administration's attempt to delay a lawsuit from several states and environmental groups that would end sales for coal mining leases on federal lands. The coal program was temporarily shut down under President Barack Obama because of concerns about climate change. It was revived by the Trump administration, but there have been few sales in the years since because the use of coal has plummeted as utilities turn to cleaner burning fuels. Environmentalists want to shut down the program permanently. A federal judge issued an order late Thursday denying the Biden administration's attempt to delay the case for another 3 months. Yellowstone County health officials say COVID-19-related hospitalizations have increased in recent weeks. Yellowstone Public Radio's Kayla DeRoche reports.
A spokesperson with the Yellowstone County Public Health Department says cases rose in April and May after hospitals saw 10 or fewer daily hospitalizations for most of March. The spokesperson says 21 people were actively hospitalized in Billings Thursday. Billings Clinic infectious disease specialist Neil Koo sees a younger population of unvaccinated patients among those hospitalized.
Where we had previously seen a lot more of the 65 and older, now we're seeing more of those who are below that age group.
According to state data, the number of hospitalizations across Montana has been holding steady the last couple of months. 59 people were hospitalized in the state due to COVID on Friday. The state health department announced Friday that it's switching to weekday-only updating for its online dashboard showing vaccine and case counts across the state. Numbers reported on Monday will include those from the weekend. Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.
The city and county of Missoula are applying to participate in the state's approval process for a proposed gas-fired power plant in southeast Montana. Yellowstone Public Radio's Kayla DeRoche reports.
The city and county of Missoula on Thursday filed their motion to take part in consideration of Northwestern Energy's proposed facility as an intervener. Northwestern is asking for approval from regulators to build a 175-megawatt natural gas-fired plant in Laurel, just west of Billings, and to contract on a 50-megawatt battery storage facility proposed for construction in Yellowstone County. Missoula County Sustainability Program Manager Diana Manetta says the intervener status would give Missoula a chance to share information and perspectives and closely follow the process.
We certainly believe that any proposal to develop new fossil fuel resources deserves very serious scrutiny.
Missoula set a goal of reaching 100% clean electricity by 2030 and signed a memorandum of agreement with NorthWestern Energy last summer to help achieve that. A handful of groups and individuals had filed to intervene ahead of Thursday's deadline. Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.
For Montana Public Radio News, I'm Aiden Morton.